With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, July 1st. I hope you're well. Coming up,
5,000 social homes were built nationally between 2022 and 2024, compared to a target of 27,000.
League table being set up to see how councils build houses, and couple in their 80s found dead at Cork home. Plus, we've all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, local authorities met just 18% of their targets for unbuilt social housing accommodation between 2022 and 2024. The figures come as Housing Minister James Brown will tell Cabinet this morning of his plans for a new league table to track social housing delivery by local councils around the country. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The figures show very few local authorities are directly building social housing. A little over 5,000 social homes were built nationally between 2022 and 2024, compared to a target of 27,400. Three local authorities met less than 10% of their direct build target. They were Cork County, Kildare and Louth. But the other set of figures being given to Cabinet is overall social housing delivery in that time, when things like builds from approved housing bodies and the Part 5 contribution of developers are taken into account. So while Kildare directly built just 3% of its target in those years, it met 112% of its overall target through other means. When the overall picture is taken into account, Donegal was the worst performing local authority, delivering just 46% of its target figure. Dublin City Council also performing particularly poorly, delivering overall just 49% of its target and achieving just 11% of its direct build goal.
Gardaí are investigating after the bodies of a man and woman in their 80s were found at a home in Cork. Emergency services were called to the scene of an incident in Glanthon, east of Cork City, yesterday evening. Two bodies were found and the scene has been preserved for a technical examination. It's understood foul play is not suspected. Police investigating the murder of a pregnant mother of two in Down are now questioning two people. 27-year-old Sarah Montgomery died at a house in Donaghadee on Saturday. A 28-year-old man was arrested on Sunday on suspicion of murder. A 42-year-old woman was arrested yesterday on suspicion of assisting an offender. The PSNI says both suspects were known to the victim and no one else is being sought in relation to the crime. Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu will meet next week as they continue to face international calls to end the war in Gaza. The US president recently urged Israel to make the deal as the region continues to be hit by Israeli airstrikes. A deal has reportedly been struck to approve the sale of bomb guidance kits and munition supports to Israel worth over €430 million. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says a meeting between the two leaders is being organized.
This administration is in constant communication with Israeli leadership, and the president himself speaks frequently, as you know, to Prime Minister Netanyahu. But I do know he has expressed interest in coming to Washington and meeting with the president, and we are working on a date for that.
Meanwhile, Bono held back tears as he praised workers at the U.S. Agency for International Development on its final day as an independent body. Appearing in shades and a cap, he recited a poem telling staff they were the best of us, despite being called crooks by some. Today is the first day USAID will be run directly by the government following the Trump administration's decision to absorb it earlier this year. Tributes are being paid to a Dublin man who died in a crash in Bolivia. 29-year-old Oisin Hoy from Clontarf was among a group of seven travelling in a 4x4 which overturned on Bolivia's salt flats on Friday. Five others, including two Bolivians, two Germans and a Dutch national, were injured in the crash. The Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed it's providing consular assistance to his family. The CAO Change of Mind portal closes at 5 o'clock this evening. It's the last chance for students to make a change. Career consultant Mary Lucy says the important thing is not to panic.
They don't have to make a change. Sometimes some students panic at the last minute and make some changes that they're the wrong changes for them. So if they've thought about their choices and they're happy with them, they don't have to make a change. When they are making a change, they can reorder, add, or remove level 8 or level 6 and 7 courses. The majority of restricted courses cannot be added at this stage.
The new Lord Mayor of Dublin says the theme of his year in charge will be celebrating the capital. Ray McAdam of Fine Gael was elected to the position last night and is the 358th person to hold the role. One of his first official acts was to announce the establishment of a Lord Mayor's Commission to transform the city centre. Councillor McAdam says he'll work to make Dublin a city that inspires pride in its citizens.
Celebrating our city in all its richness and resilience, its heritage and culture, its music and sport, its streets, its neighbourhoods, its humour, its heart, and above all, Dubliners. We will celebrate Dublin not only as it is, but as it can become. Because to truly celebrate something is also to shape it.
Jury deliberations in the trial of rapper Diddy have hit a snag following 7 weeks of evidence on sex trafficking charges. Several notes have been passed to the judge, informing him of confusion over his instructions, with one of the jurors understood to be having real difficulty with his role. Deliberations were suspended overnight and are due to begin again at 2 p.m. Irish time today. And in sport, in soccer, new Brentford boss Keith Andrews says whatever will be when it comes to the futures of Brian Mbeumo and captain Christian Norgaard. Both players are said to be close to moves to Man United and Arsenal respectively. Former Republic of Ireland international Andrews isn't surprised the pair are in demand.
The way of the footballing world, you always have to expect the interest in good players. I think that's just natural. The way this football club has worked, it's never really been a problem. Players come and players go. That's just the nature of it.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.